I just look on the phone, see what the temperature is. It just gives me, I guess, the basic temperature of Easley, which we're usually a little bit different than they are by a degree or two.
About halfway between, the Green River or Green Creek or something like that, and Rutherford Sun and Columbus and Forest City. So I can look at their temperatures, and I was always a little bit different than them. So I just take an average and figured out what was my temperature before I put the weather station up.
Were you in a colder weather? Were you a little lower than what they showed?
I'm up on part way up the mountain. I'm about 800 foot up the side of the mountain there. About nine. It's getting closer to 900, and you know, it's a little bit colder here. Actually, Rutherfordson though could be colder because it's further north in Rutherford County. It's getting closer to the higher elevation, so it's only 6 miles from me.
Rutherfordson Airport used to go in there a lot. We'd go there. They used to have in the 90s. They had a little hut there where they served good chili.
Some places out there, Sky Boys or something like that, Fly Boys or something. But love to find a chili place around here. I love chili.
Airport, you pull your plane right up there to it and get out and go have you some hot bowl of chili.
All the good stuff's gone time I get there.
Still there. This was in, in the late 90s.
Anyone left out there?
Who else?
Whiskey Four, Sugar Bravo X-ray, still here. Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, over.
Okay, I'm trying to go to the map to see exactly where Simpsonville is. Still learning the area up here.
It's not far from Greenville. I'm about 10 miles from downtown Greenville. Is this Marshall, or I want to get your call sign? So I'm trying to sort this stuff out, too, because I've met so many new people this morning.
Marshall here, W4MKH. I think if you go to QRZ, it may show my location is Hendersonville still. I don't know why. I've set it with the FCC to be the area down here. My physical address is Rutherfordson, even though I'm not even in Rutherford County. That's the post office for you, W4MKH for ID again.
Yeah, I have a similar problem. I don't know. It ain't on QRZ, but the ARRL is still got my old call sign on it, and I guess I need to call them, but on the page, it's showing W4UKX, and I got another vanity call sign, long story behind that one, but they still don't show them. Well, I might have that vice versa, but anyway, it's something wrong, and I'll get it back on.
This is a tongue twister.
Is that W4SBX, dude? Are you still hanging around?
Still sitting here.
I didn't mean to talk so much this morning, but I'm just trying to learn some of these new names and call signs over.
I talk all you want, sir.
My bucket mouth. I'm going to get on the side and let somebody else talk for a minute, all right? 73's, I might get on HF here in about 30 minutes or an hour and see if bands open up and see if I can get a good DX before I go lay down for the day. Anyway, I'll be on the side listening. W4SBX.
You're open good now.
About 2 days ago, I could at nighttime anyway. I didn't try during the day because I've been trying to check into that early bird net on 75 meters. And I need one more to get the certificate mailed to me. But anyway, I had struggled to get anything. I got one guy in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on 40. Last night was better. This morning, I could have talked anywhere, it seemed like. So, yeah, I'm going to get in there and look at it and see what's looking like, try to get some DX. I'm going to let it drop at W4SBX on the side.
Short stuff would be good right now for 75, but I know you're not looking for that.
But what's the short stuff?
Yeah, just I guess you'd call it local, you know.
After that, earlier I checked into the early bird net and they told me they said you're getting real close to getting that certificate. You need one more check in, and I've been losing sleep to get it, but you got to do it like 10 times within your first 30 days, and because propagation or band conditions. And one day I couldn't stay awake to do it, and so anyway, I'm going to get it, but I like to look at the DS cluster and see what I can find out there at a new state, at a new country or something, you know. So anyway, be on the side there here. 73's W4SBX. Dude, I've been doing a lot too. It starts a little earlier. Well, actually, they do it, probably all through the day, at least four or five times. But that Century Club, usually I think on 40 meters, around 7.188, or might fluctuate a little bit. But if anybody's trying to get worked off faith, I knocked off two the other night doing it. And you can, if the conditions are good, you can knock out a lot of faith just on that one net.
Hey, Brad, I'm still trying to get Alaska and Hawaii. That's the only two that I'm missing. W4MKH for ID.
If you go to, I might have my numbers wrong, correct, I can be corrected, but I think it's called 3905centurycubnet.org or .com. I think if you just type it in, it'll pop it up, and you can sign up for it, and they give you all, it'll show you every, because if the band conditions are bad on one, they might switch to another, band or frequency. But it'll give you all the net information, and they do it like three or four times or five times, six times out of a day.
There. Steve, I'm still here. KM4NAP, just sitting back and listening.
Where is it?
Hey, Ed, I'm sorry for talking so much, but get back on in there, my friend.
I'm on this end. This is what this is for. You talk all you want to.
Made it to work yet? I figure you guys that's driving around out there have priority on this net.
I've been retired for about 20 years.
Word, work. I got lightheaded.
Dirty word, isn't it?
Yeah, remember, what was it, Dobie Gillis?
Affirmative. I hadn't heard that name in a long time.
Maynard G. Cred, they'd miss your work and he'd faint.
Beat Nick.
Comes on somewhere.
Because I'd like to see it again. I watched it when I was a youngster.
Just old programs, Patty Duke Show and Father Knows Best and all those.
That's a long time ago.
I saw both of those as I was going through the channels. I don't remember where it was. I have to remember where I saw them. I'm sure the Dobie Gillis comes on, too.
Please let me know.
So Gilligan's Island, there's somewhere they play Gilligan's Island just all day long, one after the other.
I'm on Roku, and I think it's MeTV has Gilligan's Island and a few of the other older shows, but they don't go back as far as Dobie Gillis.
Eddie, I've seen all this, My Three Sons and all that old stuff.
And AP Friday. Yeah, the good shows are hard to find now. Most of the shows now, they come on, I just turn it off. It doesn't even catch my interest.
This is W4SBX, Brad here. And You know, if I've got Roku too, I've had it for years. I won't pay cable service, but if you go up in like a search bar and just type in, you know, Dobie Gillis or Ozzie and Harriet or some of them older shows, it might give you options. Say, you know, like you can watch it on this channel or that channel. You might try that. Just a little hint there, if it works. But anyway, W4SBX.
The world and see what happens. My favorite show of all was Red Skelton's show.
No, I hadn't seen that one anywhere.
Look, I love Lucy.
Stayed in trouble.
Okay. Hard for me to watch Gilligan's Island sometimes because he gets in so much trouble.
Feels.
Gillis you're talking about, I've seen that show and I like it too. But when whatever his name was, real name, played in Gilligan's Island 2, there was another actor that played with him in Dobie Gillis that was really good too, but I don't remember his name.
It was maybe Bob Denver or something like that.
I don't think it was Bob Denver. Something like that, I believe.
I want to think it's Denver, though. Played Gilligan. He also played Maynard Krebs on the Dobie Gillis show.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. I was thinking of Denver Powell, but that's the guy that played in, Dukes of Hazzard, I think. That's where my mind was going.
No, that was the one played Denver Powell. He played on Andy Griffith. He was one of the darlings.
He also played a lot of old westerns, but I believe, if I'm mistaken, the original Dukes of Hazzard, not the newer movies, but I believe he was Uncle Jesse on Dukes of Hazzard, if I ain't mistaken.
I didn't think about that one. Knows best. I watched it. I don't know. Maybe a month ago. They were sitting there, and there was a ship that they were listening to on the shortwave radio, and it had a distress. It was in a storm or something, getting ready to sink, and they phoned in the radio station. They could hear it where nobody else could hear the distress calls. Anybody remember that one?
Yeah, I do, but now that we're talking about the subject of older shows, I wanted to know if you all seen that show. Well, we probably have, but McHale's Navy. I thought it was really funny, too. There's some real famous people in it, too, but I can't think of their names right off. Tim Conway, he played, like, you know, Carrie Burnett shows. He was in McHale's Navy, but there was some other guy. It might have been Ernest Borgnine, but I'm not positive about that.
Borgnine. The captain's name.
That was a really good show. I wish I could see more of that, but, I liked a lot of them old shows. I still love Andy Griffith, even though I've seen all of them about 100 times.
Or two. Binghamton, wasn't that the captain's name?
Yeah, I believe you're right. I can go back and watch anything he's ever did and just, you know, he's an old man walking across the floor and stuff. He's hilarious. Them good old days are gone because everybody's too woke now and, or filthy, and they don't show good, clean comedy like they used to back in those days, I guess. W4SBX Friday.
Yeah, I believe woke's on its way out.
I believe they're going to learn errors away sooner or later. Just hope it don't take too long.
Back, keep listening.
I think I keyed over somebody. There was a station listening. Come on back with your call, W4SBX.
Yeah, sure. I think you and I doubled there
Gardner, but I just said I was going to step out and get me some breakfast, and I'll be back and keep listening after that.
I'll be ordering me some Hardee's biscuits and gravy for me and my mom this morning, because now I'm getting hungry. Just now you mentioned it. Have a good breakfast, and we'll be listening for you later, okay? W4SBX.
Hey, Marshall, yeah, I hardly recognize that. I don't use that one. I go by Dude. Everybody calls me Dude.
Update my notes to Dude, then. Thanks, Guard, Dude.
Hadn't heard that name in a long time. Yeah, I've been Dude for 30 years now. It's weird, but yeah, I never did care for the guy I was named after, but and it's too much trouble to say too. I mean, first and last name Dude's so much easier.
Just went by what the QRZ said when I looked you up back before Christmas on there. Marshall's a little hard one too. I just tell everybody to think of Marshall Dillon, but too many young people on the radio these days have no idea what I'm talking about, so it's also tough to try to spell it out phonetically to somebody. It's just too long.
I said, I know Marshall too. Used to work for me years ago. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, spelling it out and all, especially on code. If you go using code and use my name or your name, you have to come up with something else. The Dude worked real good.
Using Dude, but that's already taken, at least on this repeater, so I got to think of something else. Anyway, I'm heading towards your kitchen to microwave something for breakfast.
Good to talk to you. Good to meet you. And I'm sure we'll talk again sometime. We'll hear each other on here. Today.
Yes, I'm just going to do the best I can to stay in dry cam for an AP Friday.
I put up a couple of ceiling fans and something else, I forget. And then my daughter brought me a cuckoo clock over here. She wants me to try and fix it. So, and it's raining outside, so I guess I got no way out.
Put ceiling fans up before, and I feel for you. A pain in the rear.
Now, this is that or putting brakes on a car is just boring.
Doing disc brakes, but I hate them drums.
I used to take a picture. Anytime I did a drum brake, I'd snap a picture of it before I took it apart so I could remember exactly where the springs went again.
Have the tool to put the springs back on with. You find them about 30 feet on past the car when it popped off. Remember those days? I used to help my father-in-law. I'd do brakes every now and then, help him out, and he ran a service station. And seemed like he always put me on the drum while he did the disc up front.
So, back then, the asbestos we were exposed to?
Not even close to what we've been exposed to. The people nowadays, they hear the word asbestos, they see dollar signs.
You take the air hose and blow all that stuff out of there, and it was going everywhere.
With it all over you, and you'd have to go in and try and get cleaned up, and sometimes it just didn't want to come out. Keep being a police officer, I work a lot of side jobs to make ends meet, but I want to make sure my boys had a roof over their head and food in their stomach and clothes on their back, so it was well worth it. They turned out to be some awesome guys.
You had to do, right?
I was raised. You do what you have to do, and if you go without sleep, oh well. You just got to get in there and do it. But, two of my boys are still in law enforcement. The third one, he got into it, and he wound up with five kids and said, Daddy, I'm about to starve to death. And so he got his own semi-truck and pulls the Triple Crown over there to the BMW plant. He enjoyed it to a point. He said it's been slow here lately. So, he's sort of trying to figure out the reason why, but I guess it's just that time of year.
And things are going to start picking up again.
This country needs it bad.
Same page. How many sons? I got two girls, and we had them fairly far apart, too, but yeah, they turned out real good.
Two oldest are twins, and then their little brother came along 5 years later. And when them three get together, you better look out. Somebody's going to wind up being the end of a joke. I think they sort of passed it around a little bit to everybody. Because when them three get together, it's better than a circus.
And we do it. We're pretty close. We do everything together. We all live close by each other, too. I got two grandsons. One's 3 and one's 20.
Just live right over the hill from me. I gave each one of them some property. They've given me 10 grandkids, and the grandkids have given me 6 great-grandkids. Together, everybody comes, family get together. They 25 of us for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Presents, don't you?
We focus on Mama. I don't worry about myself. They ask me, and I say, I don't need nothing. Don't worry about it.
They still buy me stuff, you know.
They'll get us a card to go out and eat somewhere. My wife likes Red Lobster, so they usually give us a Red Lobster card, and sometime or other during the year, we'll sort of sauner over to Red Lobster and we'll use it. But mostly when we go out to eat, it's down at the Golden Corral down in Anderson, because that's where all our doctors are.
Once in a while, it's when we can't figure out what we want to eat, we'll go to Golden Corral, because you can always find something that'll work for you there.
I walk out, I'm hurting. I always wind up eating too much.
They got that you go bake your own little cone, you know.
This cream's pretty good. I pretty much stay away from the dessert since I'm a diabetic, but there's a local restaurant in Clemson. It's a Chinese buffet. On the weekend, they have frog legs, and we'll go over there, and I'll get me a couple of big plates of frog legs, and I'll be content until next week.
Going down there, it's past Clemson. It's going more, it's kind of in between there and Seneca, I guess. It's a little small little place, little Chinese restaurant, but we like their soup, the hot and sour soup they've got, and their egg rolls. But it might be I forget the name of it, China something, Inn or something.
Inn is in Seneca, and the one between Seneca and Clemson is a Rainbow.
Kind of Inn, it's just a little small building. Considered Seneca. I know you go through Clemson and you pass Kiwi Dodge dealership and all that stuff, but it's still on down. Coney Welding Supply when I get my argon tank filled up, and we'll it's right down the street from there, and we'll stop there and eat when I do that.
I know where you're talking about. China Inn is just right across the street from the old Sphinx station.
That little restaurant didn't look like it would be just looking at it. N4AZE.
AP Friday. They've got some good food there. I love the orange chicken.
They're called orange something. Orange, maybe it was orange steak or something. It was sweet, but it was spicy.
Like the orange chicken. It's sweet, but it's got a little bit of bite to it.
Yeah, and you can't eat it all.
Get the rice. I just get the chicken itself. That's all I can eat. because when I eat that, I'm good for the day. I don't even have to worry about supper, but Mama makes me eat because I'm a diabetic, so we both are, and have to have a little bit of something, I guess, on our system.
That it stays with you. Like, we'll do it at maybe, I don't know, for lunch, 1 o'clock, 1:30, right in there somewhere. And I won't eat again until the next day.
It's a good little restaurant. I really enjoy going there. We'll go there about every other weekend on Sunday after church. We all get together. Youngest son, he's a deacon at the church, and we'll get with his family, and my father-in-law, he's 92, working on being 93 this year, and we all go and sit there and eat and tell tales.
Knew anybody that went there, because, you know, we're from Easley. It's a pretty good drive, you know, for it take us about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, maybe 30 to get there, and it's, you know, it's all highway, except through Clemson.
About building a road to bypass Clemson so it'll ease up on the traffic some, but we like to go to Easley to Silver Bay.
Wild, too. Yeah, that's pretty good. Silver Bay, that's been there forever.
Month or month and a half since we've been over there, but I like to get the baby shrimp with a sweet potato with the butter, and of course I've got to have the brown sugar cinnamon, and which I ain't supposed to have, but I look at it this way. I can't deny myself all everything.
Really of
restaurant. They had to close it down because they couldn't get their stuff and everything else, and property owner, he finally sold the property, and they building a bunch of cotton picking apartments like we really need them over this way. And it was Paul's Diner. We've been eating there 30 years, I guess, because we knew the owners, and the guy that passed away, and his son took over, and of course we were there to support him.
I tell you, another one we used to like they did away with was Shoney's.
In a Shoney, and I don't know when.
Went by one on the way to the beach. It was closer to the beach than here, but we started, said, look, there's a Shoney's, let's go there. And it wasn't even near the same thing. It was just a whole different ball game. It just had the Shoney's sign up there.
Probably a franchise. You know, they closed down the Western Sizzling around here, and my wife was looking at something on Facebook, and somebody said something about they still had a Western Sizzling that was open in North Carolina.
Well, the lake, the girls always wanted to stop at Western Sizzling, and this was in, I don't know, 2005, somewhere in there.
It was pretty good, but I hated to see them close, but I guess due to bad management, they had to shut down. Now, the one that they had in Easley, that was their corporate training store. If you were going to be a manager with the Western Sizzling, that's where you went to train. Affirmative.
I guess they still have Western Sizzling. I don't know of any around here anywhere.
Says, you know, they had on Facebook, they still won in North Carolina. So I guess this might have been a franchise. Somebody owned it, and they just kept the name. The one around here called Bonanza, and they closed it down. And I took the kids out to Texas, out to Mesquite to see the rodeo out there and let them tool around. And we stopped in Alabama. Or Mississippi, I can't remember. But we ate the bananas, and that was the worst food I've ever had.
In the 60s, on 291 Greenville. And now it was good. It was like you would just walk down the line, and it was just a long line of guys burning steaks. And they'd hand you your steak, and you just kind of like the old lunchroom.
He had here in Seneca, you had to order it. They didn't have, you know, the line or anything like you're talking about. But food was okay. It wasn't the best in the world, but it was passable.
Last time I ate at a Bonanza was in the 60s, but it was good. I mean, we used to love to go there. It was a long line, and you watched them cooking your steaks, and you got your vegetables and all that as you went down, and it was good.
One of their old menus somebody put on Facebook. It's been a while, but back then you could get a steak for $1.50.
Hey, you remember Shakey's Pizza?
Long time since I've had a good pizza. Believe it or not, the best that I've had here lately is what they call Hunt Brothers, and normally you get those at either frozen in the grocery stores or some service stations will cook them up and have them out for the customers.
They're not bad. You can actually get one. They'll put you one together, and you can take it home and cook it.
Be a little service station right down below the house here. You call them up and tell them what you want on it. And you said you wanted extra. Believe me, you got extra. I mean, they had us boiled to their pizza, and then they decided to sell out and close, and that just ruins everything.
W4FCM.
That's right, N4A's Eddie. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I just wonder if I call my son, move him off to 85. KD4FDI, W4FCM. He'd fire from Easley. They're in Pickens County. Oh, well, he's on, but didn't hear him. Thanks, guys. W4FCM. W4FCM. Maybe he'll call me, but maybe he went to 85 waiting for me there. I don't know. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
And Fred?
I don't want to interrupt you guys, so you're having a good old chat. Yeah, we go to Silver Bay there, White Horse Road, and that's one of our favorite places. Grilled salmon salad and fried okra. That's my main course. Hey, KD4FDI, one more time. W4FCM, you on, son? Well, W4FCM. Here, guys, I'll listen. I'll eventually be there.
I don't you worry. You're not interrupting the thing here, Fred. You just jump in here.
To read. I have three different books I'm going to reading, so I read, and if it's real good, I share it on Facebook. But I'm sure people get tired of reading what I share, so there's son, KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Where is he on, where is he supposed to be?
They're Gary, KD4FDI, which Gary's call. There's a very near Gary. It's within a half a mile around the corner, so not too far from Gary. W4FCM.
Hidden Gary somewhere around Saluda Dam Road.
Yeah, I forget exactly. I've been a long time there. Which Gary's call again? I even forgot his call. It's been so long.
Is that? When he does it on, I forget what, now, Wednesday night or whatever.
Gary, Miss Joy. I hear him too, but isn't that funny, these senior moments when you want to get something, you can't get it. Stop trying pumps in your mind. What's his call?
I can hear him saying it right now. I just can't think of what it is.
Sweats or something like that.
Did you remember? I remember the rest.
Sweats, isn't that his call?
Yeah, maybe.
That's it exactly.
We got it. We did together. You got part. I got part. Hey, there's room like Gary over there. So, yeah, KD4FDI, W4FCM. Son, you on? Nice listen, W4FCM.
You can holler at him anytime you're ready. N4A's at E. I'm be sitting here much longer. I'm gonna have to get up and stretch.
NAP. Yeah, I believe I'm gonna have to do the same thing. Because I've been here since about 4:30 this morning.
We're needing to stretch. Yeah, I've been here since, I don't know, 5:45, something like that. I've been just sitting here riding in this recliner.
My desk chair here in front of the radios. I finally took this radio out of my pickup truck and put it in the house, and been waiting on my grandson to come help me put up a JPO antenna, and I said, well, I'll just put the antenna out the door and find me a ground plane for my mobile antenna, and I wound up putting it on a galvanized steel trash can, big old 30-gallon one, and it seems to be doing the trick, so I think I'm just going to leave it set up like that.
It was Dale, K4RXI, gave me this radio and this little antenna. It sticks on the roof of your truck. And I said, well, I'll just stick it on the roof of the building here till I get me something. And it's been working since I hadn't made a move since.
Sounds good. You're getting in the repeater all the way, and there's no static or nothing. So I wouldn't change the thing.
A J-pole or something, and I said, this thing here, it's, sometimes the temporary stuff just works so good.
Mine worked that. It's easy to get to, and I just pick the lid up, set it over to one side. I keep cat food in that one, and I get what I need, and then I set it back, and good to go again.
It's just a wire about, a little stainless steel wire about 2 feet tall, with a round magnet on the bottom. It's got a little load and just some small coax. And yeah, I just went up on the edge of the roof, and well, I put it up a little deeper than that, but it's got all metal roof or below it, you know.
Sounds like mine. I got mine from MFJ, and when I talked to the tech, he said, you want me to go ahead and tune it for you? And I said, if you would, please. And they sent it to me tuned for this frequency here. And I've never had any problems. I've had this radio 9 years, maybe a little less.
Really, this first time I've really been on 2 meters was when Dale gave me this radio. I did try it years ago, just briefly for about a week, and then off a little Radio Shack radio. But you couldn't even use that radio now; it's so old. But this little radio works good. He gave it to me. I've been on it about 3 months in 4AZE.
4AZE Friday. My very first radio was a $10 Radio Shack 10 meter 25 watt mobile, and I had a 10 meter dipole antenna that I bought, and my very first contact was a station in Puerto Rico. It gave me the bug even worse, and I went and got me a FTDX 3000, and the upgrade, but between that and the little Radio Shack, I still got it. Just a Blackface Tempo 102 type, and I tell you what, that old radio would pump 180 watts out the back end on her own, and I've wired up a D104 mic for it. I need to get it out and use it, but I'm sort of spoiled of this FTDX 3000.
This is a ICOM something. I think it's a 20-something 100. It's just a little bitty mobile radio.
Hey, guys. KD4FDIW4FCM. You there, son?
How are you?
Hey, there you are. You're there. A little scratchy. Probably a repeater with the rain. Yeah, I love the guys talk, so I won't talk long. But good to hear you. Thanks for being on W4FCM.
Yes, sir, you sound great. So, yeah, not working this morning. It's a nice wet mix out there, so I don't think there's any sleet mix with this rain. It's just all rain, isn't it?
All rain, but Friday's going to be sleet, freezing rain, and then snow wrapped around with accumulating. So Friday will be our first snow. Richmond's got about 6 inches of snow. So, hey, so thanks for being here. The guys are chatting, so won't keep too long. Let them continue their chat. KD4FDIW4FCM.
Y'all go ahead and talk a little bit, Fred, N4AZE.
That's kind of you guys, Shane and Dude. I forget mention all the names here, but yeah, it rained all night long here. It rained all night long. Just patter. So, go get a shower here in a second, then W4FCM.
A drain I just installed, so with a French drain down outside, it's working pretty good. So, but yeah, looking forward to some snow on Friday. So, we haven't seen it in 3 years, so the kids are a little excited and everything, so it should be fun. But all that sounds good. Well, let me let you run, and I'll give you 4FDI.
It's always kind of the guys to pause in their chat, but thanks, son, for being there, and I was waiting for you. Now I'll go get my shower here. KD4FDI, W4FCM, in the shower.
I know. The planner, go stretch a little bit, walk around, and we're raining pretty hard right now, too, so I will catch, I'll leave the radio on, if I hear it, I'll jump in here. Catch you guys later, Fred, and I think I heard Shane in there, and who else was in there? Ed, and if there's anybody else, Brad, I guess you might still be there. But anyway, see you guys after a while, N4AZE.
I'm going to do the same thing, get up, move around a little bit, and see what's stirring. So I'll hopefully catch you later on down the log, and have a good one, KM4 and AP Clue.